All right, Chelsea Jones, do you like to talk about art? Is this something you look forward to, having a deep art discussion?
I'm not really good at talking about art or doing interviews, so... no, I mean, I'm a little bit nervous about interviews, especially for the radio, but...
Art is... I don't know. There's something I enjoy talking about it, but I'm like you. I like making art better than I like talking about it. But I'm fascinated by your work because your work makes people talk. And I think that's why I wanted you on the program, because when people come into our home, and we've got, I think, three pieces in our home currently and maybe four and then one in our office. But whenever people confront your art or they look at one of your paintings that we have, they talk. People talk about it. And so I thought, you know what? Let's have the artist herself, Chelsea Jones, on the program and just talk about it. So who do you have inspiration, somebody that you've looked to in the past or that's inspired you? Or how do you compare your work? If somebody's never seen it before, what do you tell them?
I'm not exactly sure. I grew up in Halibut Cove and Homer, and so I think that the majority of the people that really inspired me, they were in Halibut Cove with me. So I was watching their art growing up, like Alex Combs, for instance, Marion Beck, Diana Tillion, Sidney Bishop. Those are all people that I just really admire. Annette Bellamy. I grew up with all of them and would watch what they're creating. And I think that's probably, you know, what got me started.
So you're a painter, and I wonder, when are you most alive as a painter? Is it just after you've painted something, during the painting, or thinking about what you're going to paint next?
When I feel most alive? It's funny. I hit, sometimes in every painting, there's like some turning point that I hit, like, I might struggle to get it started sometimes, and then something clicks and it starts to flow, and then I just become addicted to it. And maybe it might be like halfway through it or something, and then I can't think about anything else until it's finished.
Stephen Covey is a business philosopher, and he was a great guy, and he said that everything is created twice. First is the thought creation, and then the physical creation in the world. Do you put a lot of thought into what you're going to paint next, or do you approach the blank canvas and just attack it?
It really depends. Like, so right now I'm on my deck, I'm painting. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in rotation because three of them have wet paint on them and I don't want to wait for that litter to dry. So then I move on to the next one. One of them is something that I have planned out. It's a boat scene, baiting hooks for a long lining that I saw last week. Or I was helping bait hooks and got really inspired by all of the bait and the slime and just the orange colors and the buoys and everything on the boat. So that's one that's planned out. And then this other one I'm working on, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just playing around until something happens.
That's interesting, because I would look at your work, and anybody that's not seen it, you need to go to my Facebook page and take a look. I'm posting up our most recent painting that we acquired from you, and you need to just go look at it, and you'll see what I'm saying. In other words, Chelsea, I don't look at your finished product and go, she just played around until something appeared. It looks to me like every square inch was designed and actually so methodically planned out that you ended. It's almost like doing one of those mazes where you knew exactly where you were going to end and you lifted the brush from the canvas and it was done. But describe an ideal day then. Like when you're out not painting, what are you doing? What is Chelsea Jones doing when she's not in front of the canvas?
I'm doing all kinds of stuff this summer. So it just really depends. Are you talking like for work-wise or
anything? Like what do you enjoy doing besides art?
I love fishing, hiking, berry picking, hunting, just getting out on the water as much as I can. My parents live in Halibut Cove. I like to go visit them as much as I can.
Did you attend art school? You mentioned a lot of formidable names that influenced you, but did you also attend an art school or academy?
I did not. No.
Self-taught.
I self-taught, but I think when I was a kid, you know, I started sketching all the time and just started playing around with watercolor and just different ideas. And there was a lot of amazing adults that just, I could bring my sketch or whatever it was to them, and they'd give me advice. Like, I think one of my main people to do that was Diana Tillian. When she was here, I'd always show her my sketches, and she'd pull out a napkin or a sandwich wrapper or something that she did a sketch on, got inspired, and just said, well, you know, just anything that inspires you, just go ahead and sketch it down as quick as you can. And so I'm trying to do more of that. Just if I see, you know, some crows in a tree and, oh, that looks really amazing right there, or a boat leaving the harbor, or just something, the way it hits or reflects, I try to get that in really quick, you know, and just take 5 minutes to do it before I head home.
I suspect, like a lot of artists today, that a lot of your work is sold virtually online and so forth. But do you show somewhere on the peninsula, or where could somebody actually, in normal circumstances, COVID notwithstanding, where do you normally show your work?
In normal circumstances, I've been at the Bagel Shop the last few years or so. This time of year, I usually come in about October to January. And then I book shows wherever I can. I've been at several different galleries here in Homer, and then I do the Experience Gallery in the summertime in Halibut Cove. And then I try to book sideshows. I've done Snow City Cafe up in Anchorage, and I really like the restaurant theme too. I've done Jack Sprat and Girdwood. And so I'm trying to branch out and, you know, go wherever I can with them.
Is there a theme, like when people give you feedback? Because I mentioned that your work, I think, requires a conversation. People look at it and it begin to speak. It speaks to them. Is there a theme of feedback that you hear when people look at your work or they respond to it? Do people, is there something in common that's similarly said to you repeatedly that you can go, oh, okay, this is what people get out of my work?
Oh, I'm not sure what to say to that. I do get a lot of really positive feedback. I don't know if there's a theme. I can't think of right now. I do have people say that they see movement. But, you know, I don't know a whole lot about art. And so I'm just playing with it, you know, until I kind of figure out how to, you know, I'm constantly trying to paint. I don't know that I actually can paint, but I just keep trying to, and just until I feel like something clicks. But I don't really know that I have a theme. I like to play with light and movement and colors.
I think that you're one of my favorite artists. That's one of my favorite working artists in Alaska. And I say in Alaska, but I really mean you're one of my favorite working artists, period. And I too would struggle if somebody asked me why. I too would probably come to a head scratch moment and go, you know, I can't really put it into words, but you have to feel it. And that's why I want people to go. And if you're not familiar with Chelsea Jones's work, go to my Facebook page and check it out, or Story Real Estate on Facebook, and we'll have posts at both places with the paintings we've got. And just see for yourself. See what I mean. And it is. So my original question was, do you like to talk about art or do art? And you realize, though, in this world, Chelsea, some people that have, you know, 1/16th of your talent and will spend hours just loquaciously describing their process, and it's like infinitum. Just they love talking about more than they actually love doing it. So I love your honesty and your raw, like, I don't know, I just show up and I like what I do and I'm playing with it. But that's a cool thing about it, is that it is a practice, and it'll be fun to watch your style evolve. How has it evolved over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
I feel like things are starting to flow more because I'm getting more of a technique down. And if I play with something and then, oh, this works really well, then I'll do it again. You know, I'll do that style again or something. So it's starting to come more naturally. It's not so chunky. And sometimes it comes out chunky. It just depends, I guess, on my mood that day. But, you know, just to realize that something actually works, and then I'll try it again, you know, and so I'm just teaching myself as I go, but I'm trying to also have a lot of fun with it. If it starts to feel like a job, then I need to put it away for a while.
Yeah, the motivation. If the motivation begins to fill a demand, or do you take orders? Do you custom paint, or do you go at it and say, this is what I've got for sale, like it or not, this is it?
I was doing some commissions, and every now and again I will do one, but I'm getting more picky about it, in the sense that it's got to be something I really feel. You know, somebody presents an idea to me, I'm going to want to really feel that idea too, because whatever they have in their head is not going to be what's in my head. And even if it's in my head, there's no guarantees I'm going to get it out on canvas. I like to paint whatever comes out. And then if somebody likes it, they like it. And, you know, we all like different things. We don't all like the same thing. So,
talk about pricing, because I know that having been in pottery now for a long time myself, I struggled at first with pricing, but then there seems to be just a normative price level that people expect to pay for a mug or a bowl. It's commoditized to a point where, you know, it's kind of, the pricing takes care of itself. And then I moved into Raku tea bowls, and that's a totally different world, whereby pricing models go out the window. And it's a totally different world. And I can imagine even more so is different in the canvas world. So how do you go about that? What's your process for saying, oh, this is worth X? Do you let the market decide, or what's that process like?
I think it's the toughest process that I have. And it still is. And it always has been. I've asked a lot of other artists for advice on this. But, you know, I go from anywhere from, sometimes I paint a painting in 4 hours versus 200 hours. And I don't want to charge per hour for a $200 painting. But I also have to, like, factor in, you know, I had one canvas where it hit me that there's like $800 worth of paint on that one canvas. And so I couldn't sell it for $800 plus the you know, 100 hours into it. And so I still don't really know how to price all the time. I do look at the cost that goes into it and the time. And, you know, sometimes there's certain images too that just feel very, very special to me, that it's just a little harder for me to let go of. But I'm still trying to figure that out, Chris.
Well, good for you. I think, I think that, like I said, I'll just repeat it. I think you're one of my absolute favorite living artists, and I love watching your work. I've seen it evolve just personally over a few years to a point where I see what you're saying about your style maybe evolving a little bit. But whatever it is, that X factor that you possess has been in your work since I first saw it to today. And I love the work. I really admire you, and I think that you're awesome. So I hope people will go check it out, follow links back to you, and just invest now while we can, while the normal people can still afford your work. Let's go get some. So thank you, Chelsea Jones. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow moving trains and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May and hay. And I pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. Kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. I love you too.